Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God. Hi, this is Pastor Jill. Today we are reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 18 through 28. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "The wedding attendants cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. Similarly, no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost. So are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins." One Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? How they entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priests to eat. And he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. And so the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" Today we are presented with two stories about food. In both, Jesus is criticized for eating when other pious people were fasting, or as in the second story, other pious people were not working in order to get food. It appears that certain people who knew Jewish law very well were trying to catch Jesus breaking that law. Perhaps if they showed him to be in conflict with the law, he would be discredited and people would stop following him. Jesus instead challenged their concept of the law's purpose. Humankind was not made for the Sabbath. As if God needed people to fast or stop working in order to make God's life better. Instead, he says, fasting and Sabbath observance is God's gift to the people. It gives them an opportunity to refresh their bodies and spirits. It is healthy for them physically and spiritually, and God wants the people to be healthy. Sometimes being healthy means eating when you can and gathering food that is provided for you when you have the opportunity. Have you ever felt yourself to be in conflict with the church? Have representatives from faith communities ever tried to guilt you into behaving a certain way? Have you ever been told that you must do something in order to receive God's love and grace? Has the church ever let you down and left you feeling alone? I know these things have happened, and on behalf of all Christian communities everywhere, I apologize. I'm sorry you were hurt. Sometimes church folks really screw things up and end up preaching their own agendas instead of God's love. Of course, there are times when all people need to repent. All of us have broken God's heart with our deeds or words or lack thereof. Of course, there are times when we need to put up boundaries and not allow a predator to be in our midst. If eating or plucking grains had created harm, I'm sure Jesus would have refrained. Jesus' words in this passage remind us to evaluate our words and deeds in light of God's overwhelming desire to spread the love of Jesus. If our behavior is in conflict with this notion, it needs to be corrected. Sometimes loving another means helping them to see how they could have made better choices. Sometimes it means learning from someone with wisdom they have to share with us. It always means leading with compassion and a desire to introduce the world to the sacrificial love of Jesus. Humility will bring us and others closer to Jesus than criticism. Let us pray. Jesus, you know our hearts. We want to be our best for you. Sometimes we think we know what we're doing, and other times we feel so lost. Speak to our hearts, Lord, so we may be a pathway and not an obstacle to you. Amen.